Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Western Kentucky University has joined the Kentucky Ag Department in its Farm to Campus program, focusing on bringing Kentucky-grown and processed products to the campus. Christian Ryan, WKU's Sustainability Coordinator, says a main focus is adjusting the campus procurement process.
Absolutely. I think that Aramark is starting to realize that this is what their customer wants, and in this case, their customer is college students. And over the years, we just have growing emphasis on local food. So Aramark's really working hard to kind of change the way that contracts have to be written and that sort of thing.
This May, she says, the university will host a workshop for regional farmers.
We'll walk through the process. Here's all the requisites that you have to be an approved vendor to Aramark and insurance policies and those sorts of things. Here's what you can expect as far as the process and the timeline. Because I have more and more farmers and local producers coming to me and saying, hey, you know, we'd like to be on WKU's campus.
So some items are destined for food serving lines, other shelf-ready products for their campus convenience stores, and the main student center gift store.
If you're doing like a gift basket for somebody, you can have some of those, you know, Hilltopper WKU items and maybe a few Kentucky Proud items in there as well. Like, I'm thinking a tailgating kit. Definitely you want some Kentucky Proud barbecue sauce, and I think that that could go over really well.
Western becomes the 10th school to join the Ag Department's Farm to Campus program. We'll be right back.
We're the Evans and Butler Poultry Farm in Calhoun, Kentucky. A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky. It's a $900 million product that has allowed many of us to stay on the family farm. It's important for us to raise the poultry the way we would want to have it raised because we eat it ourselves. We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
WKU's Christian Ryan sees many positives to the KDA Farm to Campus program. In some cases, regional growers can expand their reach to additional campuses. In others, schools can access new providers from other regions. Ryan says Western's been pleased with previous efforts in buying local.
In our dining outlets, we're already sourcing tomatoes from ATP Greenhouse, which is right up the road in Morgantown. And we're actually working through the contract process with Sunny Point Gardens to start sourcing lovely greens. They grow greens in greenhouses and high tunnels. And so we can have fresh local spinach in December, which I think is a real treat. So those are the two farmers that we're currently working with. And of course, you know, the legendary Jackson's Orchard and Cheney's Dairy Barn, their products have been featured on our campus for quite some time.
Buying local on campus. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.